Moving down the agenda, next is committee reports. I think we shall start with Fish.
So Denny Rogers and I stocked the lake again at Mother's Day. We did it a little different this year because we do indeed see the lake is very clean and very nutrient poor. We had a feeling that after we started stocking the rainbows, and they were caught a lot in the first years, that it has actually been degraded. And so we have, we catch a higher percentage of browns than we put in the water. So, and the browns are harder to catch also. So we changed it, and hopefully the browns have a better survival rate. So I stocked this year 50% browns and 50% rainbows. And I also stocked them a little bit bigger, so fewer fish, but slightly larger. So it went from 9 inches to 10 inches. Didn't make so much of a difference on the cost of the fish. One of the theories of the guy in Cortland was that the water is getting warmer, and so the little trout goes deeper and gets too close to the old big lake trout that is down there and gets eaten. That was one of his theories. So hopefully the 1 inch makes a difference. I don't think the fishing has been really very good this year compared to other years. And whether it's the weather or something else, most of the fishery biologists said, well, except in reality, 1 year doesn't mean much. And I think they measure in like 10 years or 20 years. So there was no reason for any kind of panic, but yeah, I think things are changing. My own feeling is that things are changing a little bit. The water is so clean that there is just not enough food for it. That's the stocking. And then we had I have the notes here. We already had the 12th Elmer J. Crowley fishing tournament. And this year we had 34 participants. It's really a lot of fun to organize and to do. Mostly children. They're all very excited. Haven't slept the night before. and actually also caught most of the fish this time. Because Skip didn't participate.
That's
why. So maybe my other people have been catching fish, but the largest trout was caught by Grayson Rotella, which was actually a brown that wasn't even a pound, so it's not a very big trout.
But he's been doing great
fun. Yeah.
Fish.
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we see him out there a lot. And then the largest fish overall was it was Cassie Dawson for a 2.25 pound largemouth. So that was a nice fat largemouth. I didn't count all the fish. I think there were fewer, but still, I look at it, still maybe 50 or 60 fish were brought in. So everybody, most everybody caught something. And that's the fisheries report this year.
Question for you. How do you determine how many fish are in the lake? Granted, people don't catch as many, but that may be the skill of the angler versus the number of fish. But how do you determine the number of fish?
Well, I know exactly how many there are. No, I know how many we put in this bucket by bucket. So
is there a way of determining?
Yeah, there is, but it's very costly and it's very elaborate. I mean, then you have to work with nets and catch. And then the DEC has formulas to calculate, but I wouldn't do that. I think we damage more fish of our precious fish than it's worth to know exactly how many are in there. I mean, the water is just too clean. That's our problem. And that's, I think it's a good problem to have. No, I don't think you should really have to worry. No, it's fine this way.